We will start off with a guided meditation. You know the drill. Have a comfortable position, breathe deeply, and close your eyes. You're in a large room. Long oak tables lined with chairs fill the room, row upon row. The walls are filled with bookcases, with thousands upon thousands of books. You're in a library. In front of you is a special display of books of honor. And you read the titles along the spines. The Origin of Stars, Origin of Life, Evolution, Origin of Language, Teams, Scientific Discovery, Democracy, Market Economy, Covenantal Community, Dance, Poetry, Music, Literature, and finally, Love. Intrigued, you pick up the volume on evolution and find that it is not a book with pages, but instead a block of transparent material with embedded, colored, geometric figures. Puzzled, you look around for help, but there's no one there and no device to help you read it. You pick up a second volume and then a third, and adding to your frustration, all the volumes are constructed the same way. The volumes are not identical, but they all have a transparent block with embedded colored geometric figures. Then you notice that despite their differences, they all have a red diamond figure in the upper left. You hold one volume behind the other and find other similarities. By surveying all the volumes, you see that they all have seven identical colored geometric figures in the same positions. What can this mean? You can open your eyes now. Now, this is frustrating. The place of honor, the dozen or so volumes that are very significant topics, you can't read. So, what do you do? Now, they are an invitation. You know the subjects. You know that there are seven traits common to all of these subjects. And so this is an invitation to solve a puzzle. What are the common traits of the origin of life, evolution, democracy, and love? Now, I've spent a little bit of time puzzling over this. Would you like to hear what I've come up with? Okay. The first trait is the individual. The importance, integrity, continuity, and respect for the individual. Now, this sounds very much like the first principle of Unitarian Universalism, the inherent worth and dignity of every person. There is an important difference, however. The first principle of Unitarian Universalism refers to people. The first trait refers to people, but also animals, plants, rocks, chemicals, and even atoms. But so there are relationships between the principles of Unitarian Universalism and the traits that I'll be talking about this morning. But believe me, they're not the same. They're not identical. The second trait, for example, is agency. Agency is the ability to act or to make a decision. It may be for self-expression or to have an impact on yourself, on others, or on the environment. Agency may also mean just following natural law, because agency applies to molecules as well as people. Agency is a bee visiting a flower and thereby pollinating it, a parent helping a child to build a birdhouse, a person voting, or going to the candlelight vigil for immigrants tonight at 8 p.m. at the Reformed Church of Highland Park, who participated in the showing of Sharpe's War. The third trait is interaction, a vital aspect of people, plants, animals, molecules, and even atoms, is that they all interact. The fourth trait is communication, writing, speaking, dancing, playing an instrument, etc. It covers delivering a message, receiving a message, and knowing that your message has been heard. And since communication has to be honest, I'll have to be honest with you. That guided meditation, that dreamlike sequence at the beginning, that never happened. What really happened was I was reading a stack of books at the Jersey Shore, starting off with a Stephen Jay Gould book on evolution. And after a while reading it, my mind began to wander. And so I put the book down and picked up another book from the stack. And I'd read that. It was maybe something on managing by wandering around, or on democracy or love. Anyway, I would work my way through the stack of reading these books. And after a while, it occurred to me, I had an epiphany, that all of these books were talking about the same thing. They all had the same traits as to what made them work. Now, that happened about 30 years ago, so I've had a lot of time in cars when I had nothing else to do and my mind was not occupied. So I spent many delightful hours puzzling this through. So we've covered four traits. The fifth trait is diversity. As communities, we accomplish more with diversity of people. An ecology is more robust with a diversity of animals and plants. And all life is impossible without a diversity of chemical elements and molecules. The sixth trait is originality, creativity, invention, struggle, birth, and death. Finally, the seventh trait is community. Whether it's a group of people, plants, and animals, molecules, or atoms, so much more is possible with communities. Now let's look at an example. At the beginning of the universe, there was only hydrogen. The individuals are atoms. Gravity provide the agency. Now the gravitational field around an atom, I hear, is rather small, but there is a lot of time available. And these hydrogen atoms then formed a community, a gas cloud. They began to interact, and eventually they had a creativity event, basically thermonuclear fusion, and so light poured forth. And when light came, the star said, "We are here. We exist." That was communication. So that's six out of the seven traits. And then you wait several hundred million years, and the star goes supernova, and it explodes. And in that explosion, it forges the heavier elements. So that is diversity. Okay, that was a stretch. I'll admit it. That was a stretch to fit all the seven traits into the origin of stars, but if nothing else, I had fun doing it. Another example is the origin of language. Stephen Jay Gould tells the story that after 1876, the plantation owners in Hawaii needed a lot of workers to help in the sugarcane fields. And so people came. They were Chinese, Filipinos, Japanese, Koreans, Portuguese, Puerto Ricans, and others. And they came to Hawaii. There was no common language. And so in order to give commands as to what work needed to be done, there was pidgin English. Now, pidgin languages are not true languages. They lack the nuances of a formal language. But then what happened was a new language arose, Hawaiian Creole. And what was interesting about it was when it first arose, the plantation owners did not understand the language. The original immigrants did not understand the language. Well, who else is left? You don't have the owners, you don't have the immigrants. The only ones left were the children. The children created Hawaiian Creole. And they did it just by playing together. And Hawaiian Creole, while it uses words from all the different immigrant languages, it has its own unique syntax and grammar. So with the seven traits, there's a pattern to the universe. But so what? I mean, another pattern is the periodic table of the elements. And hopefully this is more of a sermon than something on the periodic table. My favorite phrase is that the universe builds itself. And for this part of the service, we have audience participation. And what you have to say is the universe builds itself. Hydrogen, part of the universe, clumps together, creating a star. Part of the universe.
The universe.
A star, part of the universe, goes supernova, forging heavier elements. Also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Heavier elements, part of the universe, clumped together to form planets and eventually life. Also part of the universe.
The universe.
Life, part of the universe, grows, reproduces, competes, and diversifies, resulting in evolution. Also part of the universe.
The universe.
Hey, great. Evolution, part of the universe, eventually results in humans, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Children at play, part of the universe, create language, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Humans, part of the universe, create music, dance, drama, sculpture, art, literature, and poetry, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Humans, part of the universe, specialize in their work and trade goods and services, creating markets, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Humans, part of the universe, gather together to share a common journey, to comfort and challenge one another, forming covenantal communities. Hey, that's us. Also part of the universe.
The universe.
Humans, part of the universe, make group decisions for their community, giving rise to democracy, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Humans, part of the universe, commit to life partners to share in the joy and travails of life, creating love, also part of the universe.
The universe builds itself.
Hey, very good. Thank you. The seven traits are a universal recipe. In each case, the ingredients may be atoms, or plants, or animals, or people, but the recipe creates a whole that is greater than the sum of the parts. But what happens when the recipe is not followed? Well, in baking a cake, if you don't mix the ingredients thoroughly, or if you set the oven for too high a temperature, or leave it in the oven for too long, you get a mess. So what happens when the recipe of the seven traits is not followed, when people are not respected as individuals, but instead judged for their skin color, religion, or country of origin? What happens to agency when people are blocked from voting? What happens when communication is blocked about climate change or just talking to the public or members of Congress? The seven traits serve as a lens for ethics and morals. And I'm considering writing another sermon on this topic with a working title of Evil and Sin. Notice the word builds. It's not built. It's not the past tense. The universe builds itself, going on 13.7 billion years, and building continues. So I have hope that the universe builds itself. And this relates back to Theodore Parker's quote that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. I have faith that the arc of the moral universe bends toward justice because I have seen the seven traits embedded in so many volumes in the library. With the foundation of the seven traits, I'll move on to three invitations. The first invitation is the universe is generous, so celebrate its generosity. Sing, laugh, play the trumpet, cook, teach, love. Engage in the full measure of existing, the full measure, including pain, suffering, and grief. Comfort one another, for that too is part of life. The second invitation, the natural response to generosity, is gratitude. So show gratitude for existing. Meditate, feel wonder at life, write poetry or paint. The third invitation is you're all part of the universe, and the universe builds itself. So the third invitation is to help in building the universe. It's not fully built. It seems monumental, but the people beside you, the people in your community, all the people, animals, plants, rocks, oceans, molecules, stars, and galaxies are also helping. You help to build the universe by saying hello to a stranger, planting a tree, making soup, or preparing a dinner for a fellow member of this congregation. This service presents my credo. So what do I believe about God? Well, all the processes I've mentioned, the volumes in the library, are natural. There are no miracles, no messiahs. What we accomplish as individuals and as a community. We accomplish our good works for how we steward ourselves, our relationships, our environment, and our communities, and not for any reward or punishment in an afterlife. That being said, I also recognize that it is wonderful to exist in this universe. I have gratitude. And for me, God is a focus for expressing gratitude. I place myself as a deist. There is a God. Simply, and I stop at that. But actually, it's not really important to me whether God exists or not. My only reason for using the term God is to focus my gratitude for the wonderful, generous universe we have. There is no requirement for God to exist for me to feel gratitude. You are invited to enjoy life, to have gratitude, and to help in building the universe. Let it be so. Blessed be.